I'd like to take you through a meditation now to help you connect to your bones and come into more contact with them. As I mentioned, the bones are physoelectric. They hold the fear that we hold through our ancestral lineage. It's in the marrow, in the blood of the bones. And so connecting to the bones and bringing presence invites us to allow whatever is there that is ready to shift and change to begin to come into a different experience because of our presence, embodied presence, compassion, witnessing, and intention, which you will learn about more in the next chapter. So for this section, I'd like to invite you to sit in a chair upright, so your feet are on the ground. Your spine is straight and erect. And I'm going to begin by inviting you to drop into your seat of consciousness, your witnessing capacity, and kind of like a laser, we're going to start to direct your mind into the body. I think about this as a laser, as a light, as a consciousness that we are bringing embodied consciousness to these parts of the body. And that's really what this is about, right? There's places of dissociation where we do not inhabit consciousness, and we are directing our consciousness so we can not witness mindfully, for example, but witness from. So can I witness from my bones, right? So it's shifting where our seat of consciousness is located. And in this meditation, your bones look like honeycomb, and the marrow that runs through it is very much like honey. And right now, it's possible that it's very dry honeycomb, and we want to lubricate it. We want to bring in the nourishment and infuse the marrow with the ether, which we'll talk about in the next section. For now, we can think about ether as like the consciousness is going to infuse the marrow itself, and that consciousness is going to ride on, it's like liquid love, and we're going to ride that right into the marrow of the bone. So go ahead and open up your sense of receiving. This is a receiving meditation. We're here to receive in whatever way, shape, or form that comes today. So we open this up for receiving. We set an intention, as we did in the last meditation, to connect with Earth Mother Gaia, with the truth of light, the forces of light, and the truth of light. And with all of our loving guides. So allow yourself to step through a doorway in your mind's eye and find yourself in a spot in nature. And in this spot in nature, I invite you to connect to the natural world, to the elements of earth, fire, water, air, and ether. And to see, smell, sense, and know the living, breathing sentience of the natural world and ecosystem around you. I invite you to connect in this moment as you light up that neural pathway, noticing the sounds, the smells, the scenery. To also connect with the organic blueprint that is your blueprint of wholeness, like a fern that unfurls for you in the direction of growth. I invite you to connect to the sentient beings. For me, that's the ascended masters across all religions and faiths, not particular one, but of the highest quality of energy, including the ancestors. And I invite you to connect with your higher self. So that's the four pieces of this invocation. Inviting in that wiser aspect of self energy to guide you today. And we'll start by inviting you to drop into that marrow. And this idea that this marrow is like honey or light. And it infuses the bones, which look like honeycomb. And we're going to start with the feet, which are cartilage. And I invite you to begin to use your mind. And beginning with your toes to bring your awareness through the marrow and the bones of the feet. As if you are lighting up within spaces that have been dormant or dark or uninhabited. And with each breath, as you invite in nourishment, invite in nutrients, receive. What is co-regulation? We move our awareness into the ankles. Quenching your thirst in the bones. Allowing your awareness to move up your tibia and your fibula, which are the bones that support the lower legs. Into the cartilage of the kneecap. Inviting your seat of consciousness to receive vitamins in this honey, in this light, or energy, whatever you'd like it to be, as it runs up the femur bone into the pelvic girdle. It swishes around in a figure eight pattern from one side to the next until it finds the pocket of the sacrum, maybe swishes around there, and then begins to ascend up the spine, dropping into each part of the spine, infusing it, these vitamins. Presence, consciousness. And just like honey, the marrow is infused all the way up into the occipital axis at the base of the spine. And then spreads from the back of the head over to the front like a waterfall, washing down and across all the crevices of your face, into the crevices of the ears and the eyes and the jaw, until it works its way down the throat again and finds its way into the shoulder girdle. Into the cartilage again, the ball joint, the shoulders, and then like water drips down the arms, the bones of the arms, moving its way into the elbows, and into the forearms. Into the cartilage in the wrists. And then through each of your finger digits. And as you feel this infusion occur, you may feel heat or tingling or tightness or energy moving through the bones as your presence drops into these spaces. Sometimes it can be painful as life force is trying to inhabit the body. It's like a balloon that's been deflated too long, and it can be uncomfortable when life force is moving through the balloon if it has not been moving through up until this point. And lastly, bringing your awareness to the rib cage. And starting at the first rib, allowing each rib to be lit up like a light bulb being plugged into a socket. And taking a moment to experience yourself as you are embodied in your bones, hopefully a little more in this moment, knowing you can come back to this again in the future. Taking a look around from this spot, noticing what you see, hear, feel, and sense. And I offer this as a daily practice for you during your day to ground you and to bring you into more consciousness in this area of the body. And however you would like to use it during the next week. And allow yourself to come back to a natural position now, and take one last breath here and rest your eyes.